Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
You sound like
you're right?
I'm fine, thank you, yes.
Okay.
Buy equities, he said. You can't go wrong, he says. Markets closed down yesterday.
Well, you can go wrong in the short term.
Bit of profit taking,
wasn't it? Wrong in the long term, one would suspect. So global equity markets, you say, did trade a little bit lower yesterday, easing back from record highs. I think investors pausing for breath after the incredible month-long rally which propelled the MSCI 13% higher during the course of November. Broad-based weakness yesterday, although tech outperformed the broader market. The risk-on backdrop has certainly been hurting demand for safe haven assets. We know gold, in fact, registering its largest monthly decline in 4 years, although it should be viewed through the lens of the strong performance during the course of this year, still very much in positive territory. Dollar was down 2.5% during the course of November. Oil edged lower yesterday, signs that OPEC Plus are arguing over the postponement of production increases set for January. S&P 500 was down 0.5%. Nasdaq was flat, although we are looking at a stronger start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling FTSE up 39 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 108 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 35 points.
Bit premature to be boosting oil production, isn't it?
Well, it's a mixture, really, isn't it? The expectation is the economies around the world will reopen. There's vaccine hopes. If you look at demand, it's about 90% of where we were before the pandemic. Certain sectors still looking a little bit weak. If you look at fuel demand, for example, it's running around about aviation fuel demand. It's running around about 50%. So there are certain sectors that you continue to see weakness. Alongside that, you should remember other areas have been boosting production levels. There's more coming out of Libya, seen a recovery in production levels in the United States, which was disrupted by the hurricane. So you need to throw that into the mix. So in general, I think the expectation is that if for firmer prices, you would need to see some element of delay to those 2 million barrels per day that are penciled in for January.
A few months ago, you didn't even want to talk about Bitcoin. Now there's no stopping you. Every day you want to talk about it.
I still don't want to talk about it, but you know, the market's the market, I suppose, and lots of people will be interested in it. Bitcoin climbing to a record high yesterday, eclipsing the 2017 high. World's largest digital currency rallied nearly 9%, trading at $19,857. Pushing this year's surge to more than 170%. A remarkable rise after years of trading, should remember, just a few cents after it was launched in late 2008. Before coming more mainstream and catching traders' imagination, Bitcoin lost around 80% of its value the year after achieving its previous high, so perhaps a warning there. But cryptocurrencies have become more into focus. We've seen traders latching onto them. Some reasons for that: aggressive quantitative easing, fears of currency debasement, perhaps justifying the rise during the course of this year. One thing for investors is that they can be guaranteed with a cryptocurrency, and certainly Bitcoin, is extreme volatility.
Do you ever read the below the line comments in the Guardian's Business Live section?
No. What do they say?
There's some quite interesting ones. I mean, there's a few people on there sort of going on about Bitcoin getting up to $100,000 before too long.
Wow, quite incredible. Listen, that volatility, I think, for some people will be a friend. They can take advantage of it. For others, for many people, it will be a foe.
It's a bit, it's kind of strange. We're talking about the relationship between Bitcoin and gold the other day, and
yes,
gold continuing to decline and Bitcoin sort of reaching new highs.
Big discussion about that actually on Bloomberg this morning, strangely enough. So you seem to be leading the way in a understanding some suggestion that institutional dollars have been reducing their exposure to gold and going into the likes of Bitcoin. What the evidence for that is, I haven't seen myself, it has to be said. So whether you can truly say that turns out to be the case, can you consider Bitcoin a store of value? It certainly hasn't proved to be reliable in the past. Medium of exchange, one would suspect, still remains somewhat limited, not backed by an economy or overseen by a central bank. Inability to value that we've spoken about before, no cash flows or coupons generated, although the same could be said for gold. But there are some real concerns out there, of course, around volatility, lack of transparency and security risk as well.
Is that where you get your morning briefing from then, Bloomberg, is it?
I tend to have it on in the background, sort of early doors, it has to be said, yes.
Early doors?
Well, you know, before you're up.
I shouldn't think
oh,
so.
Yes. You don't want to get you on the subject of what time you wake up. You always fight at that one, don't you? What time's your alarm go?
3 o'clock.
Well, that's a nice early start, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right.
These cold mornings,
you get used
roof
to,
down,
get used
no problem.
To, get used to after a while. Actually, you never get used to it. That's a complete lie. Right, and some big movements in the data sharing area. S&P making a bid for IHS.
Yeah, exactly right. And an all-stock transaction with an enterprise value of $44 billion that accelerates the wave of consolidation amongst financial service data providers. Proposed tie-up even would create a research firm with more than 5,000 analysts, data scientists and industry specialists. Big players have been boosting their scale as they try to capitalize on surging demand for data and analytics. Follows the London Stock Exchange $27 billion deal for Refinitiv. The deal would be the second largest acquisition in 2020, although still needs regulatory approval.
You haven't had your three shredded wheat this morning, have you?
I tell you what I have had is this cereal, but it's sort of takes all the moisture out of your mouth. Rude Health, I think it is, muesli, but it's got a lot of things in it that sort of take all the moisture away.
You keep changing your breakfast cereal, don't you? I mean, you know, just stick to the thing that you can rely on.
What do you go for?
I have a bit of all bran, some oats, and some mixed dried fruit and nuts.
And 10 Benson and Hedges in the car on
that's
the way.
That's right,
in.
yeah. And a couple of cans of special brew as well. Foreign exchanges, please, you bounder.
Pound against the dollar, 133.5. Euro dollar, 119.5. 1 euro, 11.5 cents. That British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Speak to you in the morning. Hank Potts and Barclays.